This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. K-12 schools, colleges, and universities in Colorado will stay closed to in-person classes through the end of the school year. Governor Polis made that announcement Monday. Schools will stay closed even as the statewide stay-at-home order expires this weekend. Many Colorado companies feel prepared to reopen slowly once the stay-at-home order ends. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
The state's business leaders say they're ready to loosen the strictest requirements enacted last month to control the spread of COVID-19. Jay Seaton is the publisher of the Daily Sentinel in Grand Junction. He says the newspaper's ad sales are down more than 60%.
You know, I think that everyone can agree that we've got to find a path out of this. Staying under these restrictions is intolerable.
Seaton says it's possible for many businesses to reopen and still keep the public safe. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
By the end of the century, Colorado water managers will have to rely on tools other than snowpack to predict drought. Here's CPR's Grace Hood.
Water managers typically rely on artificial dates like April 1st when the snowpack is highest to predict drought. But in the coming decades, they'll have to develop other tools like soil moisture and satellite data to make the call. That's because moisture that once fell as snow during the winter months will change to rain. One bright spot in the paper is that Colorado water managers will have more time compared to other states to prepare. Snowpack in Pacific Northwest states could become a less reliable drought prediction tool in the next 20 years. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
This is CPR News.